Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Chaim Meyer ben Rivka, Reb Shmuel ben Yamin Tishna Rachaleya, David Shukra Allah ben Rachel, Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai, and Shoshana bas Deborah Gittel, Racha bas Tzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. We're basing this shir on a Sicha of the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Chelik Chav Zayin of Lakutei Sichas, Parshas Kedoshim, the second Sicha, and an article written in the Hearis Torah Journal, Parshas Kedoshim, in the year Tavshin Ayin Vav, Hat Off the Presses. The Torah talks about the Isser of Mishkolos, of having false weights. Lo Sasu Avel B'Mishpat B'Mida B'Mishkol B'Mesura. You're not allowed to do any Avel in when weights and measures. Should be no dishonesty, no corruption. In Lakutei Sichas, the Rebbe explains beautifully the gedder of this Isser. We'll say it in his Lashon in Yiddish, and then we'll translate. The Gemara zokt, as der lav, the kasav rachmana b'mishkalos, chach, as gezel ma'al yehu, tut oif, lavor alav mishas asiyah, un vid Rambam paskind kol mishem mashe b'veisoy midach haseir oiver b'loisisei, v'derach zeh, by the mitzvahsei, Dr. Rambam mitzvahsei, letzadik hamuznaim yafe yafe ledaktik v'cheshboinon b'shas asiyasim. Der iser from midus and mishkoilos chaserois is nisht maschil fun chitzarin moment shel chavero, nor gleich by ha'asiyah v'shehir beveso fun amida chasero. The Gemara says that the lav of having false weights, even though it's gezel, a person's already over the moment he makes the false weights, like the Rambam paskins, just being mashe beveso is already an Isser. It's already B'Shas HaAsiyah. And the Rambam writes also in the Asay, it's B'Shas HaAsiyasam. So the Isser of having false weights and measures doesn't start from the fact that you're lacking, you're causing your friend to lack money, you're taking money away from your friend, but straight away, at the very beginning, when you make the false measures, that is a Isser Doraisa. And based on this, he explains the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva that you're over on a Kol Shehu. And the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch writes, Afal pisha resichi da ramuot modu pachos harbe mipshav prutish atark pidal mitzvah mishkalos b'chol shehu. Even though the resicha, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra and of Peites, that even the froth, that you shouldn't measure it, you shouldn't measure liquids, you shouldn't allow them, when you measure them, you shouldn't allow them to become frothy. When they have resicha, then you're going to come out with the wrong measure, because he's going to end up getting less than it looks like. So even though it's less than a Shava Pruta, you're still over on a Kol Shehu. I'm sorry to the Chinuch and the Tour that the Isser is a Kol Shehu, even though other Gzelus is a Shava Pruta. By Mishkalos, it's Kol Shehu. And the Rebbe Zatzal explains why. Der Chilik Tzavishin Midos and Mishkalos and Androifen Egenoba Vaveda is, by Androifen Egzela Vona is by Mgane Farin Blois Ein Rotzen. Tuta Piila Durch welcher nemtsu memone shel chavero. By gneivan g'ona, there's one ratzon here. A person wants to steal from his friend. Mashe enkin by midus u'mishkalois, zainin d'da tzvei tnuois hofchias. There are two contradictory movements here. Because the very fact that you're measuring means that it's an expression that you want to be honest with your friend. And then he ends up cheating him. That's the exact opposite. So the Torah is trying to remove from a person this mid of armumis, of trickery, because he's doing two pulos hafchios. On one hand, he's measuring, it looks like, psh, wow, he's being so honest, and at the very same time, he's using that pula to steal. So when the Gemara says, midos and mishkolos, you're over, b'shas asiyah, is telling us the gedder of the Isser. It's not just about being mechaser mamon chaber, that's going to come later. But right now, He's making these false measures, which looks like he's trying to be honest with his friend. He wants to have measures. And yet, at this moment, he's already being Armumi, he's already being sly and cunning. And he's stealing from his friend. And with this, we can answer Bepashtis, the Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, and Reish Nun Ches, who's Omer on what the Chinuch writes, that it's Bechol Shehu, even though other Gzelus are Bepruta. And the Minchas Chinuch is Tameh, he says it's a Chiddush, that it's a Kol Shehu. We don't find this in the Rambam, even though it's Tamua, the Rambam does say it. We don't find this in the Gemara, and by Gnev and Gzel, the Rambam says, Agozel Sheva Pruta over Belosis say. Perak Alf Melchus Geneva, the Rambam says that Shiur Mahalachal Moshe Misina, they have to be a Sheva Pruta. What's this? What's this less than a Sheva Pruta that a person's over? So, in order to be over on the Losis say, there has to be a pruta. Chatzi shir asr min haTorah, but the shir of the losa say is a pruta. So why does the min sefer chinuch say it's less than a pruta? And if so, if he's right that it's less than a pruta, what's the kash of the gemara? Why do I need a lav of mishkalos? Why don't we already get it from gezel? What's the kash of the gemara? Two different parashiyas, Gezel and Ribbis is a Sheva Pruta. And here it's not. That's why you need Mishkalos. The fact that the Gemara compared the two and asked the Kasha, it must be. That the shear of both of them is a Pruta. Now less than a Pruta. He's marich there, Ayin Shem in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun Ches. Who wants to tanya that? Of course, it's a pruta. What do you mean less than a pruta? Based on what we learned, no. What's the gedder of the lav? The Gemara says the gedder of the lav is you're over Mishas Asiya. So that shows us the gedder of the lav is this Maisar of Armumis, of being sneaky, of being sly, of being cunning. And yet, from what point is a person over Mamish Mishas Asiya? So based on that, does it have to be a pruta? Pruta is a shir in being mechaser mamon chavero. But here it's not a din in being mechaser mamon chavero. Here it's an under a din. Here it's a din and being cunning, being sly, and being armumi, being sneaky. And what about the Gemara? Exactly what the Gemara is telling us. The Makshin held when the Makshin says, what do we need the lav of Mishkalos for? We already have a lav of Gzela. Because he thought that they're both the same gather of stealing. And what's the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is lav or lav Mishas Asiya. Meaning, no. The teretz is telling the Makshin, you have it all wrong. It's not about just stealing from your friend. You're over Mishas Asiya because the Etzem Maisa of making false measures and weights is in itself an Aveira. And Memela, it's even less than a Pruta. The Kasha was, if it's a different Shear, then why does the Gemara say, why do we need Mishkalos for? We already have the Lav of Gzela. If it's a different Shear, we need Mishkalos to tell us that it's less than a Pruta. The teretz is that no, you have it all wrong. You thought in your kasha that it's a din in being mechaser mamon chavero. That's how the kasha, the makshin held in the kasha. It's a din in being mechaser mamon chavero. So what do we need mishkalos for? We already have the lav of gzela, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch said, look at what he's asking. He's saying that it's the same shir. Otherwise, well, why would he ask the question? Mishkalos is less than a shear, and Gzela is a shear. No, the Makshin held that the Makshin Taka held it was the same shear, and therefore he asked his kasha. But Hagufa is what the Taritzin is telling him. The Taritzin is telling him that it's a different shear, because Lavra Lav Mishas Asiya, which is another way of saying that the Etzem Maisa of being Armumi of being cunning is the yisur, and therefore it's even if it's the weights are less than a shava pruto off, it doesn't matter. It's not a dini being mechaser mamon chaver. And a chinami in the kasha, that was what the Makshin thought, that it's dini being mechaser mamon chaver. So mishkalos is the same as gazel, and the teretz is no, it's not. Gezel is a din being making your friends money lacking, and mishkalos is a different din. Mishkalos is a din in being cunning, using this what should be used for honesty, straightforwardness, and using it for something dishonest. The Rambam also says that it's also shaykh to a goy, and so writes the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Even a goy are over false weights when it comes to gzela. The Rambam writes, "Aser ligzol kol shu din Torah, afilu goy, obed avodah zarah, aser legazlo la'ashko, vim gazlo ashko yachzir." The Kesef Mishnah says, "V'diak rabbeinu lichta brasa legazlo ashko v'lo kas shavah la'belosesay, lor mashenes esem in haTorah." And when it comes to a goy, the Kesef Mishnah is v'daik. The Rambam uses a different lashon. Rambam first talks about it being an iser lav. And then when it comes to a goy, he says, don't do it, but it's not an Isser Torah, it's an Isser Rabbanan. Or by Mishkalos, it's an Isser Torah. A person does false weights and measures with a goy, it's an Isser Torah. Why? Because when it comes to being Mechaser Mamon Chavero, by goy, there's no Isser Torah. Chacham Tzvi says the gather of the Isser of Gezel Akum is because it's not about his money. What good is he doing with his money? But it's teaching you bad midas. So don't steal from a goy. The Goyone Ashas is already mitzayin to the Rambam, who preceded the Chacham Tzvi, and his Perish Mishnah is to Kalim, Perakid Bez Mishnah Zayin. Shezeu Chet Godov HaGola Adam Tchunas Ros. Gives you bad midas. So when it comes to gazel, it's a dinim achaser mamon chavero. But by a goy, that doesn't apply. So therefore, a goy is only the rabbanim. But here, the gather of the iser is different. Here, the gather of the iser is that it's a person's konil and afshar amumius. Armumius, that applies to a goy also. We now have armumius towards the goy because it's mashchasiyu. So if the gather of the Israel like gezel is being machaser mamon chaber, that doesn't apply to a goy. But if it's min haTorah, but if it's armumius, then it does. And we can also explain that what's the kasha of the Gemara? What do we need mishkalos for? We already have gezel. So maybe we need mishkalos l'rabos afilu akum. So the answer is, in the kasha we didn't know that. In the kasha we thought it was mechaser mamon chavero. So kamash v'lan yorver b'shas asiyah, and that's kola, that it also applies to akum, because when you measure false weights to an akum, so that's going to get this person to have this mead of being sly and cunning. We only knew that in the teretz. In the kasha we didn't know that. So the Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. Tosis and Bava Basra, Peitesam and Beis, Divra Maskel, Mesura writes, of Mesura Shalai Artiach, that you shouldn't measure when it's frothy. Vim Tomer Pshita the Gezel Gamur, typically Mishim Los Sigzel, he says it's Gezel Gamur, so learn from Los Sigzel. Vyesh Lomar, Da Asa Kral Eschaib, Mishas, Hartach, Afa Pishadain Lo Modad, Chiagavan Amrina Bereish Ezu Neshech, the Lav, Zichsiv Mishkol, Slamli, the Tom Mishk Moisiv Melach, Haigzelam Aliasi, Lav or Lav Mishas, the Sia. So Tosis Teretz is, their kasha is, it's Pashit, it's Gezel Gamur. So a person should already be over, but so it should be the Mesura. What do you mean learn from the Mesura? That you shouldn't sell it when it's frothy. If you sell it when it's frothy, then you're Pashit stealing from the guy. because you're going to end up giving him less than he actually deserves, because you're already measuring it when it's all frothy and it's all blown up, and he's going to end up receiving less. It's gezel. And for Tosfos, the mitzvah the yisur of lo sigzol, the seller is not over immediately. Behar tacha, because he's just measuring. And here the Torah says that you're chayv already b'shas har tacha, even before the actual medida, just when it's already getting frothy, before the actual measuring, you're already over. And we find something similar to this. He says in Bav Metzia, Samach Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara asks, why did the Torah have to ask your one to be Tomei Mishkalos of Memelach, change their weight? But Lavachi anyway, it's Aser Atzlo Sigzal. And the Gemara explained that the Torah is coming to add that B'Shas is Sios Mishkalos, you're already over. Even before you actually measured with it. This is like a strange Tosfos. What Tosfos is really doing is it's giving us the Torah to the Gemara. To be over, Mishas Asiya. This is really no Chiddush. He's saying, oh, what's the Chiddush of Mesura Shelo Yartiach? It's already Aser Atzlo Gzela. The Torah is. No, the exact gezeila is when you actually are mechaser mamono, and here it's mishas asiya. But the Gemara says that, so what's Tosfos being mechadish? So we could possibly say that in the Sicha, the Rebbe explained that the sinyan of our mumius, Shebemitos, has two tenos hafchios, mitzad echad. He's moded, he's shokel, he's measuring. On the other hand, he's making a midah chasera. And this midah is going to bring to chisur mamon chavera. The Torah writes, asal ramas chavera binyan amidah v'amishkal atzorchshu amidahs v'amishkals yisharos mitzdak mitzudakos. You're not allowed to cheat your friend with this midos. So the Bach is medayik. Arichos lashon zanirali yashiv dehachi kamra asal ramas binyan amida v'mishkol kitzib lo sasu alva b'mida v'mishkol uv'misura elamiu kevin shalos bar beize inyan haisa asharazu lekachazer v'yamar elatzerach shu amidos klar mishnei dvarim hizirakasav echad shu amidos v'mishkolos yisharos u'mitzudakos lo chaser k'tzas v'lo yeser k'tzas. From a lashon yisharos alamidos v'mitzudakos alamishkalos, v'asheni shelo yiramim behen the kvar efsher shebemida yisharo mishkal tzedek yochol aramas gamken. So the Bach says that this extra lashon of the Rambam that aser l'ramos l'chavero binyan amida v'mishkal, rather tzarchshu amidos v'mishkalos yisharos mitzudakos v'lo yiramim behen. This arichos lashon is miyashiv. This is what it's saying. You're not allowed to be meramav in yinamidav amishkal lo sasu avel b'midav mishkal mesura. And therefore, it says tzarich shiyu hamidos. In other words, the Torah is telling us here two things. Number one, that the midos and the mishkalos should be yisharos and mitzudakos. They shouldn't be lacking and they shouldn't be extra. It should be exact. Yisharos is the midos, is the measurements, and mitzudakos is the weights. That's the lashon of yisharos and mitzudakos that relate to midos and mishkalos. That's number one. And number two, the kfar efshir to be midah yisharo mishkal tzedek, you can also cheat even if the midos are correct. And that's why the Rambam, the Torah added v'lo yirama behem second time. In other words, b'martiach, if you sell it when it's, well, if you measure when it's frothy, the midos are right, but you're cheating him a different way. The person's cheating him by measuring when it's frothy, even though the midos are correct. And even there you shouldn't be honest. So according to this, we can say that there's room to say that dafka b'midah chaseira, since the etzem midas garen echisaron, therefore you're over mishas hasiya, because b'zeh gufa there's already armumius. But bar sacha, there the etzem midah and mishkal are good, there's a chisaron mitzad inyan acher. That a person is making the wine frothy, it looks like it's more. When he makes frothy wine, so this person looks like he's getting more, and he's cheating him that way. There's room to say that you can say that the etzem medida is a chisaron. Why? Because the midah is a midah kshera. The only reason it's usher is mitzad acher. The midah is fine, but the fact that it's frothy and all bubbly, that it's cooked wine, it looks like it's more than it actually is. So maybe there you're not over mishas sasiya. Maybe there you're only over b'shah that you're moded b'fa'a, that you're gozel b'fa'a, that he actually steals from him. Now that's why Tosa says, we already know mitzadis or gazel. And Tosa is mitarets, that ain't a chinami. We don't know. Here it's also mishas hartacha. From the time he already makes it frothy, that already, even though the mida and the mishkal are honest, from the shas hartacha it's already aser. Rashi in the parasha says, Yates lamed hey, lo sasu alva mishpat im ledin. Harek for an emer lo sasu alva mishpat, ma mishpat ashane kan. Hu amida va mishko va mesura, melamed shamodid nikwadayin. Shimshike remida reka makalkal as a din. Amoidid is called a dayin, it's makalkal the din. Vakari ovil sani mishukot scherim vitoeva. Wow. What terrible names we give him. And he causes five things that are said about a dayin. He's makatami as aretz. He's Mechalas Hashem. He's Mesalik the Shechina. He causes the Jewish people to fall down in war. And he causes them to go into Galus. And his Makor is from Taurus Kohanim. So we see that the Isser of false weights and measures is not Chitzur and Mamechaber. It's Mechalkel as Hadin. And that's what we were talking about. That it's an Indian of Ramumius. The Dayan is supposed to be honest, and this person is being dishonest. So we have a beautiful lamdash shtickle based on the Likutei Sichos, and we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishmar b'lasis olakayim. It's called divrei samu taras. We have a amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.